1-800-520-120. This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Start things out by going straight to the phone calls. That is what the show is about. Let's talk to Ziggy in the UK on the Amp line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Okay, I have a question for you. Do you think the U.S. should be sending a team to the Beijing Olympics?
Like a competitive team. I have no idea. What do you think?
Well, I don't think Britain should be sending a team. I don't have a problem with trading with China because I think eventually that will empower the people there.
Mm.
However, sending a team is endorsing the tyranny in China, I feel. You know, China does have slave labor, and there has been rumors that some of the Olympic facilities were built by using that.
Well, now, so does the U.S. I mean, the U.S. has slave labor, prison camps. I mean, is that what you're calling slave labor?
Yeah.
Well, we have it, too.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A friend of mine was in prison in South Carolina. I went to visit him twice. And he worked in the plastics extruding plant. He made lawn chairs and got paid for it.
But these people aren't paid for it. Not in China.
Okay.
The fact that they have political prisoners as
right.
well. I know that you probably have that in the U.S. as well.
Well, I don't know about. I suppose we have a few political prisoners. They're certainly not played up very much. I don't know anything about it. But
yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe it's not slave labor. They aren't forced to work there, right, Mark?
They aren't forced to work at that job. However, they are forced to work.
Are they?
Every convict in prison has to, at least in the state of Florida, I can tell you for sure, has to work.
Well, then that is slavery.
At the prison I was in, there were 7 out of more, 1,100, 1,200 individuals at the prison. There were 7 that were paid. I was paid $75 a month.
Well, just because you get paid doesn't mean it's not slavery, because the slaves got a place to stay and they got food. I mean, so if you're getting something, but you're not doing something you want to do, or you did not volunteer into it, then that to me, that's slavery.
Well, that's what people consider, prison to be, hard labor.
Also, let's not forget that China does occupy another country, Tibet.
Well, the United States government occupies over 130 countries.
I'm sure you can find some people in Mongolia that say that they're occupying them, too.
Well, sure, but China did actually invade Tibet, I forgot, in the 50s at some point. And they have been putting down, human rights demonstrations there. And let us not also forget Tiananmen Square. Those, television pictures are still fresh in my mind.
Well, I don't want to make it sound like I'm defending China or anything. Clearly, it's an awful government over there, and there's no doubt about that. But I don't know. It's the Olympics. No one watches anyway. It doesn't really seem to be much of an issue.
I don't think the United States should have an Olympics team. I don't see that as a...
is that a government program?
It has to be. Right? It has to be.
Well, I don't know.
There are some libertarians who do object to sending a British team. Though most of the money does come from lottery funds, the government does put in money, and that is an objection. Plus, I do agree. I do think that, I don't like this sending national teams to places. I don't even like it when it comes to soccer. Especially when it comes to soccer, because it encourages nationalism encourages hatred.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I can't stand the idea of nationalism, and it's disgusting and despicable. And I think you're right about that, this concept of national teams. But interesting points again. I'm glad you brought it up tonight. Thank you for the call, sir.
Right, cheers,
we appreciate it.
Right, and even if it's supported by lottery funds, that makes it sound a little better, but the fact is, the lottery is a monopoly that the government has on gambling. That's what
at least on lotteries, yeah.
That's what running numbers used to be,
mm-hmm.
And now the government runs the numbers. And as far as I'm concerned, it is not a legitimate role of the government. If Walmart wants to sponsor the USA Walmart team,
yeah,
fine. Let's send them to the Olympics. If Kmart hears that Walmart's doing that and says, oh no, and they want to put in a team, fine. None of this matters to me. However, I don't think that my tax dollars should be going to, you know, to fund this. And you can hear out there that there are people that disagree that we shouldn't be sending an Olympic team to China. Should their tax dollars be going to this? Mine? I just say it's an illegitimate form of, you know, role of the government.
Right.
Theirs, they disagree with this. They think it's wrong. Should someone's tax dollars be used for something that they consider wrong?
I say no. Also, you know, government has been involved with sports, seems to be getting more and more involved with sports in America. If you look, for instance, there have been so many examples of government, local governments, teaming up with very, very wealthy baseball team owners to build stadiums using taxpayer funds.
Right.
That's a despicable combination.
You know, we're told, what you'll hear is, it's good for the whole community. But how is it? How is it good for me? If I live in Tampa, Florida, and you know, my tax dollars are going to support the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mm-hmm. building a stadium, or the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, which actually they're not in Tampa, they're in St. Petersburg. But you know, regardless, if they're going for this, how do I benefit? Tell me how I benefit.
It seems to me that it's the owner of the team that benefits, in that they get a subsidy for their stadium and they rake in all the profits from the games.
They certainly benefit greatly, and what they're doing makes perfectly good sense to me. What they're doing is they're playing different communities off of each other and saying, who's going to give me the best deal?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's capitalism, and that's fine. But it's, you know, there's businesses around the stadium that do quite well, absolutely. But what if I own a hamburger shop across town?
Wait a minute. It's not capitalism to go in and make a deal with government. That's cronyism.
Well, I can see I wouldn't personally do it. I would not make that deal. But then I wouldn't be able to compete because everybody else is doing it. You understand?
Oh, I understand that, and I just think it's disgusting, and that needs to stop. I mean, if these baseball owners or football team owners want to make the big money that they can make off of having these national franchises, they've got the money. They can build their own damn stadium.
It's
just that they know they can get a subsidy.
And those franchises are monopolies because they are, you know, they're protected by the government.
That's not true. They're not monopolies. You could start up another football league if you wanted to.
A league, you could. But they are considered, you know, they wanted some kind of protection from the government. That's why they're dragging these baseball players in there to testify in front of Congress, because they can. There's no reason for baseball players, you know, for the Major League Baseball to be in front of Congress if they're not receiving government protection, and they are. I can't tell you exactly. I haven't delved into it too deeply because I consider sports to be this sort of tribal thing that separates people and not bring them together.
I agree with you there. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Talk to Kevin in Florida listening on WFTL. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Thanks for taking my call. I've got to applaud any time that truth body slams propaganda, and an incident that I just, you know, thought it was perfectly suited for that is when Condoleezza Rice refused to get on the bandwagon and criticize Reverend Wright a few days back, and instead she went on to say what I said was a brilliant explanation of the impact today from slavery, and she called it a birth defect. You know, I don't agree with her often, a Democrat, but I that was absolutely.
What does that mean, a birth defect?
He called it a birth defect.
I don't understand what that means. Can you explain?
Well, it's speaking to the issue that even though a lot of people like to refer to slavery as something that happened back in the day, and therefore it has no impact on today, she's saying that as with a birth defect, it was there from the founding of our country, and it continues as a birth defect, which continues throughout your life to today. So there's an impact. He's saying there's an impact from slavery. And the conservatives try and dismiss that. That's the whole attack on this affirmative action. Because it ended on paper, which I agree it did, somehow that ended in the minds of people. You know, in 70 years, 300 years of programming ended in 70 years. It's absolutely absurd from a psychological point of view.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily am all entirely on board. Yes, slavery was bad. It shouldn't have happened. However, I think that to some extent what you're seeing today is backlash racism against racism against racism. There are people, there are white people in America that don't like black people because they are black. That's true. There are black people in America that are very, very upset with that. And then they, you know, so they speak out and that kind of thing. And then there's a great deal of white Americans that say, look, you black Americans shouldn't get anything special or different. I never owned any slaves. I've never done anything bad to a black person.
That's the point. That's the point that never gets addressed.
Kevin, I want to give you a chance to address it. Hang on. We're going to bring you back, Kevin. I want to give you time because we don't have much right now. More with Kevin here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk
Live, it is your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both are free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer? Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. Hear lectures from the top faculty and discuss ideas of liberty and their current applications. Get more information at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, let's bring Kevin back on the line, listening on WFTL in Florida. You brought up some quote from one of the politicians in Washington. About slavery and how it is a birth defect. And if you could just recap that concept so we can get back into the conversation, what does that exactly mean to you?
Okay. First of all, because usually the blacks that hold the position that I hold are somehow, by the conservatives particularly, are pictured or portrayed as being victims, feel themselves as being victims. And then that becomes to define the overall issue of why blacks and whites, why there's such a gap between where we are in terms of enjoying the American dream. That at the end of the day, that's really what the question is. And you cannot address that question without factoring in this birth defect that Condoleezza Rice spoke of, because we are talking about more than 300 years where there was the ability to accumulate wealth, pass on estates, even a family history of formal education. And now we have about less than 70 years where it has ended, and everybody has an equal shot at it. Well, intellectually, it's absurd to think that 300 years of accumulated wealth, estates, businesses, formal education, whatever, privilege, even in preference in very many areas, can be eliminated in the course of 70 years. It's psychologically absurd to think that, no matter how well-meaning the individual is, the white person or whatever is, no matter how well, psychologically it's impossible.
I'm not sure I understand when you're suggesting that the wealth that has been accumulated over those hundreds of years should be eliminated. What does that mean exactly?
Not to be eliminated. No. You may have even misunderstood me. That's the fact of the matter, that the wealth that we're experiencing today has been accumulated because time is linear. Well, the reason why there's a difference between where whites are as a whole, as a group, and blacks are economically, while blacks live in ghettos all around the country, mm-hmm. that type of thing, it's because of the accumulated wealth. At least you have to factor that in when you're asking that larger question, when you're talking about whether or not slavery has an impact today. That larger question, you have to factor it in because, just fundamentally, factually, there's a difference.
Now, you
the
said
scale, the scale was unbalanced by those facts.
You said 70 years that the people, this litany of things that were wrong, including, being able to pass on wealth. What happened 70 years ago? From what
generally the era of the era of the Bill 40s? Of Rights, that whole 64 to 65 era.
Okay.
That's fundamentally, I think, when it ended on paper, when the force of local law enforcement agencies couldn't be used to enforce racial codes or racial preferences.
Now, don't you think that was more in the South than
wasn't structured?
Don't you think that was more in the South than the North?
It was all over the country, my man.
Well, I mean, what I'm seeing, what I would think is in the North, there was a lot more, equanimity in this area, and that blacks would have been able to pass on wealth and all that other stuff that you were talking about. And I can still see, racial hatred coming from the black community in Manhattan just as easily as I can in Mobile, Alabama.
Well, any human being can adopt negative attitudes, particularly if they have a bad information from the past or a bad experience, perceived or real or whatever.
Right.
So that doesn't answer the larger question of why there's a difference. And that's why all these other issues branch out of asking that larger question.
You think it would be better? You see, as a white guy who, my best friend is black and he's married to a white girl and it, as far as I can tell, entirely assimilated. If I can use such terminology, what I say is forget about it and move on. And now I know, a lot of people don't like to hear that. They don't want to hear me say, look, it's best for everybody if you just move on.
Yeah, why carry around the burden? Why carry the
weight? In the same way that I could very well hold quote-unquote rich people responsible for the fact that my ancestors were nothing but peasants in Prussia, good for nothing but tilling their land, fighting their wars, and bearing their bastard children. I mean, shouldn't I hate rich people?
Again, you're sort of missing the point because personally, I'm a military brat. I mean, most of my friends are. I have many white friends, white people that white guys that are friends.
Sure.
Of my father, my family. It's not about that. It's about asking the larger question. I don't think anybody would say that Condoleezza Rice hasn't assimilated, and she holds these views. It's a larger question that we have to address, and that's what people mean when they say we haven't had the discussion. We think we have, but we haven't.
So what is the larger question?
Why does an economic gap, why does a gap between where blacks are at in terms of enjoying the American dream and white?
Is it fair, really? I mean, is it really fair to put all these different individuals into groups based on their skin color? I mean, shouldn't we move on past that?
It's not individuals. It's the system that was structured in that way. So we're products of our environment. We're responding to the system.
But no, wait.
That's
why
it's not about whether you burned a cross or war.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can make myself clear, because maybe I'm miscommunicating here. It seems to me that there are successful people that have white skin, and there are unsuccessful people that have white skin, and there are successful people that have black skin and unsuccessful people that have black skin. I don't understand why we're even putting people into racial groups. It seems
I don't think you did.
You were talking about a gap.
I was born into a system where those decisions had already been made for me. I mean, again, why is it that blacks live in lowly developed areas? Is it because blacks are lazy?
I've seen plenty of blacks that don't live in. But wait, but you can't say that blacks do this and white people do that because there are individuals in those groups.
We're not talking about exceptions. We're talking about the rule. When you look across the country, you think the larger majority of blacks are Oprah Winfrey's?
Well, when you look across the country, you might think white people all live in trailer parks.
No, I don't. I see a variance, but however, I see a preference in the variance that was structured. And we haven't had that conversation.
Well, I think that there...
You can't intelligently talk about why blacks are in ghettos and not address the impact of institutionalized racism.
I agree with you that institutionalized racism is absolutely one of the major problems. I don't want to make it sound like I'm in disagreement. I just don't like putting people in groups based on their hair color, eye color, or skin color,
You're not doing that. You're talking about how people are responding to a system that we're not addressing, that we're all having actually being manipulated by a greater issue.
What I see is a system where the people who consider themselves the elites, I see the system where they have created rules that prevent poor blacks and poor Hispanics and poor whites all across the country from getting that first foothold on the ladder of affluence.
I agree with you, but however, all those men that you speak of, those elites are white.
Not in entirety.
They're going to preference themselves first.
Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice are not are part of this elite group, and they are not white.
I don't think they are.
They're not part of the elite group. You think they're on the outside?
Not the inner group. They're not a part of something like the trilateral commission.
I don't know. Yeah, the trilateral commission. I certainly can't say anything about that.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. There are more people on the line that want to talk about this issue, so we'll continue this discussion here in moments and also take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul did not quit. Go to RonPaulFlag.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win and educate yourself about the delegates. Also, go to Feel Great and Get Paid by visiting RonPaulFlags.com. Now you can be healthy and wealthy. So kick the time clock off the wall and make an extra $2,000 to $10,000 a month or more in 6 months. Want to know another little secret? The Granny Warriors take this product and feel great. Speaking of the Granny Warriors, RonPaulFlags.com is selling the world-famous Granny Warriors War Wagon. The minimum bid will be $20,000. This is a national archive. The War Wagon has been signed by Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Jack Blood, Alex Jones, Michael Bodnarik, Arnold Stang, and many others. Original art by Captain American artist. Go to RonPaulFlags.com for more updates. That's RonPaulFlags.com. Or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Support RonPaulFlags.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet the answer to losing those extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer helping you to lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures. Read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster and forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls. Ladies first, let's talk to Tamara in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Tamara.
Yes. I had a comment regarding, you mentioned regarding racism. Get over it, go on, as if the laws made the it not exist. But I think what, and you also mentioned that a lot of white people didn't have slaves. Well, that's true. But the problem is the laws that the white people benefited from, and the system that they benefit from and continue to benefit from, and their failure to acknowledge that benefit and that continuing benefit. Even though laws change, people's mindsets do not change as fast as the laws, and that's just human nature. And that's
I'm with you on that. I think that's absolutely true, but I wonder whether more laws and more, you know, harping on it is really the way to fix it. Like, for, you know, you've heard the term bury the hatchet. I think that that has some value here. I would say most white Americans, the negative feelings they might feel towards, well, this group we'll call blacks, you know, the negative feelings they have are simply a response to negative feelings that they feel the blacks have for them. So you've got racism as a response to racism as a response to racism. And that is, so it's perpetuating it. So then therefore that compounds how the blacks feel, it compounds how the whites feel, it compounds how the blacks feel, it compounds how the whites feel. I really do think that, you know, knowing what the effects of slavery are on the psyche of black America, you know, that sort of knowing is the booby prize. I think what the real prize is all of us working together, you know, all of us working together and having good feelings towards each other and no one judging anyone by the amount of melanin their skin contains.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is the goal. But the problem is to get to that point, we have to, and especially white America, has to acknowledge that the system continues to perpetuate itself. And I want to compare this to when you open area, just like when at one time no blacks were allowed in basketball, okay, NBA basketball,
okay?
All of a sudden they opened it up. All of a sudden, what is it, predominantly black? Did blacks just all of a sudden develop that talent? That same principle can be applied to every sector and every profession. If they had been given the opportunities or are given the chance at the same type of educational opportunities, blacks and other minorities would get into those areas. And I think there's a backlash, and there's a really white America or the ruling party, in effect, is somewhat scared of that. And there, I think it's by design, in effect.
Well, now you're assessing. You're assuming that that's what the politicians think. Here's what I think the politicians think. I think that the only people that benefit from racism and racial tension are the haters, because they benefit emotionally, and the politicians who benefit from, I'll go out there and I'll get Mighty Whitey, or I'll go out there and I'll keep those those ruffians down. We'll enforce the law. It's the letter of the law. The politicians that get out there and rail against these sorts of activities, they're the ones that benefit. It's the bureaucrats and their system that benefits. And what do whites and blacks get out of this contention? Nothing.
And see, that's where we disagree. Because I see it as a black person and as a professional black person. Okay?
I
went to Indiana University, graduated, and all like that.
You got your cred, I'm fine.
But was I allowed the opportunity and given the same opportunities that a white individual was with the same education? No.
Okay,
no.
Why is that?
It was not, because it's individuals. It's individuals. And it's accepted by the system.
So let me see if I understand you, Tamara. You're saying that you weren't given the same opportunities because there are certain individuals who are racist that have positions of, positions in industry and that sort of thing? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, it's individuals. And as a group, we don't, the individuals that are in control, it's not fought against. Okay.
What is it that you propose to do? Because I acknowledge that you're correct. That racism is out there and alive in America. It's disgusting, and it is out there. And there are people that, you know, hold the reins of industry that are certainly racist, and there are definitely people in government that are racist. But what is it that you propose to solve this problem?
There's a lot of things I propose.
Give me one. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Number one is in the black community. You have a big depression going on, and that's been going on, okay? Because you fight these little racism all your life, and your whole dream is deferred. So we have to attack it to build up self-esteem, and to me that means setting up a housing program for ownership to build within, so that you're back to the local community.
You want a program?
And your self-esteem is built up, okay?
Who is going to run this program?
Who is going to run this program?
I
think the community should run it. And
so what does that mean exactly?
Well, that means the government, right? That means the government.
I think
where the racist people are.
No, I think you should have the community run it and pay for it, okay?
So that means it's voluntarily run and voluntarily paid for?
Exactly.
In that case, I have no objection to that plan. It sounds like a good idea to me, and thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Now, voluntarily run means, it means there's no tax dollars involved. Because
right.
I don't voluntarily pay taxes. I pay taxes at the threat of either having my house taken away or being put in prison for income tax evasion.
Yeah.
That's not voluntary.
I think that, she was talking about fighting racism, and I think that that's part of the problem, the idea that you can defeat something by something like that by continuing to put your attention to it. I don't know if that's actually something that will be successful. And what's even worse of an idea, and this wasn't her idea, but some people have this idea, what's even worse of an idea is to go to the government and demand some sort of a program to even the playing field or even the odds. But we've already talked about how the racism is institutionalized, how racists are now much more subtle than they used to be. Back in, long time ago, it was really obvious. I mean, people with whips on a plantation, it was pretty obvious who the bad guys were. Now it's much more subtle in that there are people in Washington, D.C. or in your local governments that are probably racist to the core, but you'd never know it when you talk to them.
Well, I don't think they're racist for the same reason. I don't think they're racist because they hate black people. They think
racism is.
No, wait. They think that black people are lesser or anything like that. I think what they are, in fact, are, they see the benefits of pitting two groups against each other.
That might be the case.
That,
they do that very well.
If we were all together, then maybe we would realize that many of our problems are the people that are in power.
They sure are the problem. Let's continue with the phone calls here. Candy in South Carolina listening on WSC. Hello, Candy.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to make the comment that the caller... Two callers before me.
Kevin.
I appreciate your comment in making the point that it would really be nice to put it behind us and not to take anything away from it, but for children now, I have younger children that are in elementary school, but they are still learning about black history or learning and reading certain books that portray nothing but horrible scenes, and yet I have a 12-year-old daughter who... And I said, she would never know anything about that. All she knows is to respect each individual for who they are. In our area where, we have, black businessmen, white, black women who are our friends. And that's how they should.
I think Black History Month is bad because it's Black History Month. Shouldn't they be included in history class, period?
Candy, let me give you a moment to respond here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Hang on. More with Candy. Your calls as well. We got Paul, Ben, Nigel. Everybody's on the line. Be patient. We'll get to you. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Get all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats, hoodies, T-shirts, and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. Talking about racism alive and well in America today, I wish we could just snap our fingers and make it go away. I wish that more people would see each other as individuals and judge one another based on the actions and the beliefs of the other individual and not his skin color or eye color or hair color or whatever, or amount of freckles he has.
I have to agree. As a white American, what I've been hearing today, and obviously I can't represent white Americans any more than the callers can represent black Americans, some of the callers. But what I hear is sort of like a rape victim saying, I'm hurt. And then, you know, I say, well, I'm sorry to hear that you're hurt. Well, you're responsible. You're a man like that, the person who raped me. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't do that. I didn't rape you. Well, yeah, you did. There's men out there, and some of those men are rapists. You're a man. You need to fix it. And what can I do to fix it? Well, nothing. And that's what I feel a lot of white people are hearing is sort of, I've got nothing to do with this, and they're feeling like, you know, that they're frustrated, and that's how that frustration turns into, after a little while, it's just they're sick and tired of hearing the message of I'm hurt.
I want to bring Candy back on the line. Candy in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, you're back.
Hello.
All right, go ahead with your point. You were trying to make a point.
Your last comment sums it up. I wish that we could all look at each other as individuals and put this past behind us to where, like when my children that I'm raising them hopefully to be respectful and considerate and kind to everyone. I'm not pointing out that, hey, in the past this is how one group was treated opposed to another. There's no reason. You understand that we're all human beings and this is how we treat each other from here on. And
mm-hmm.
I know the man before you mentioned, though, that there are people, but there are all races who are born into bad circumstances, you know, with parents and single families and all of that. And it is harder for those people, no matter what their race is, to overcome these obstacles. But they can. If they really, truly want to, the opportunities are here.
The opportunities are there, but to be fair to them, and it's not just something that's targeting poor blacks. It targets poor anybody, Hispanics,
right.
Whites, anybody. The fact is, the reason why people are living in trailer parks and ghettos and awful conditions in this country, whatever their skin color is, usually has to do with, number one, their belief system about where they are in life and what they can achieve. But number two, if they got the idea into their heads that they wanted to move up and move out of there, and they figured that the way to do that was to start their own business, that's where their dream would die. Because the government system that we have today, and Candy, thank you for the call tonight, the government system we have today prevents people who are on the lower rung, lower rungs of the ladder of affluence from climbing up it. It
right.
prevents people, no matter what their skin color, people who are poor, who might have just, you know, scraped together a little bit of savings to try to start their own business, they're told, no, you can't start your own business, citizen. You don't have a license. And to get a license, it's going to cost X amount of thousands of dollars. Oh, what's that? You can't afford it? Well, sorry. Oh, we see that you're trying to run a business out of your home. Oh, I'm sorry, citizen.
We're going to shut you down.
We can't allow you to run a business out of your home because we have these things called zoning regulations, which are designed, the zoning regulations and the business regulations and the licensing and all this crap, these hoops that you have to jump through to start your own business in America, all of it is designed to protect the people who are already in those trades. Now, it just happens to be that most of those people are white people because of the factor that our earlier caller was talking about, because, you know, white people just had more freedom in this country for a longer period of time, so they were able to establish themselves more. But if there were black people in those areas, they would be protected too. Anybody who's already in business is protected by these regulations that keep poor people from competing. They keep poor people from stepping up and getting into an industry and offering a competitive product or service into the marketplace and taking some market share away from the establishment. Whoever those establishment people are, it's the establishment protecting themselves from everybody else. And it really comes back to something you touched on earlier, Mark, and that is that the government people, the establishment, the man, they have this brilliant method of pitting groups against one another.
Right, and in the black establishment and the white establishment, the people that are in it, they benefit both times, because if they're part of this, say, the restaurant board in town, well, they don't want to let somebody open up a restaurant with just a little bit of money, because they've arrived. The black ones have arrived there. They're on the board. They've arrived. They don't care about their brethren, as though there really are brethren. They're not.
Right.
They're just other people with that much melanin in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. There's no such thing as black and white, really. It's just an amount of melanin in the skin. And if we would just get these restrictions off of people and let them pursue the American dream, like W.E.B. Du Bois said, rather than looking to the government to say, fix this for us, fix it.
They're the cause of
the
problem.
We've been harmed. Well, yeah, but it was the government that harmed you from the very, very beginning. The United States government allowed slavery. Okay.
They backed it up.
The local and state governments, allowed Jim Crow laws. Look, it's the government that's a problem here. It's not the white guy. It's the government.
Exactly. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Ben in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Ben. Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on you? You got your window rolled down?
Yeah. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to pull over real fast, man. I'm driving a truck.
Okay.
I'm over here at the terminal in Charleston. I'm a longshoreman.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little better?
Lots better.
Much better, sir.
Hey, check it out, man. And, I'm glad you got your program, because you're giving people the chance to voice their opinions, and that's American right there all by itself.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. What I wanted to say is that I want to say something to the blacks and the whites, right? I want to let them know that there is a brand new game in town, and this game is making everybody equal. It's making rich folks equal. It's making poor folks equal. It's making blacks equal, whites equal, Chinese equal, young and the poor, making them all equal. And this new game is called crack cocaine. I think crack cocaine is America's public enemy number one. I think is doing more damage to this country than America, than Iraq, than Afghanistan. The money that we're spending on these different countries, I think we should spend fighting this disease. It's overrunning our country. And I just want everybody to know that the reason why crack cocaine is killing folks in America the way it's doing is because it's a demonic spirit.
Let me interject here, Ben, because I understand where you're coming from. One of our former co-hosts on the show was a crack addict at one time, so I've had personal experience with this. And it absolutely is a scourge. However, I don't know if I agree with your suggestion that the government should be fighting that particular scourge, because it was the government's fault that crack cocaine even exists in the first place. Had it not been for the war on drugs, making, you know, criminalizing cocaine, crack would never have been invented. Crack was invented as a quick and dirty alternative to the real deal, which is cocaine.
Free basin.
Right.
Yeah, and so if it weren't for this war, insane war on drugs, it wouldn't exist. Neither would meth, by the way. Meth would not exist either. It was created for the same exact reasons. And so the real solution to this problem, is, and this may sound strange, but the real solution is to legalize all drugs, including prescription narcotics. All the illegal drugs out there needs to be legalized. That way it's taken out of the hands of criminals and put into the hands of business people in the marketplace. Now, it's not going to make crack cocaine go away. Crack's here, and it's probably here to stay. But what it will do is it'll make it so those people that are addicted, hopelessly addicted to crack cocaine, will, A, no longer be afraid of going to get help, because many of them are frightened to death. They're going to be put in a jail cell if they try to go get help. So it'll make it so they can go get help much easier. And second, it'll make it so they aren't robbing people, you know, robbing people at truck stops, robbing people at, you know, gun or knife point, breaking into people's homes to get the money they need. And thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a little bit of noise in the background there.
Drugs are a very, very integral part to the war, to this racism issue that we're talking about here.
Oh, they sure are. But just to continue my train of thought here, the people that need crack, the people that are hooked on it, meth and everything else, You have to understand, the reason they commit crimes is because they need the money to get the crack. The reason they need the money is because it's really, really expensive. And the reason why it's really, really expensive is because it's a black market product. That's what happens in the black market. And the reason it's a black market product is because it's illegal. So we fix all of that problem, we fix it all, by re-legalizing drugs in America. Price will go down. Anybody could afford it. You could afford a crack habit with a McDonald's job. It would be not a problem. The crime, the violent crime associated with drug use would drop almost overnight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're on hold, we will get to you. Coming up in hour number two, you bring up what you want. This is Free Talk.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!